Our final segment here, Talking Trees, and it's always a good sign for me when we've got talking points left. We came prepared because we're not going to get through all of these talking points in this last segment. What do you feel is most important?
Well, I wanted to mention, too, the benefits of having that fall rain that we enjoyed, you know, this last couple of months with just this amazing rain over these last couple of months. It's so good for the trees. Of course, we're going to be dialing back our sprinkler timers. Don't, you know, neglect to water at all. I know some people say, oh, we just shut our water off in the winter altogether. But remember that trees do need occasional deep watering. So if you do dial back your timers, you at least give them a monthly deep soaking of all your trees, especially your Aleppo pines. I'm so happy for the Aleppo pines because they're the one tree species that have all sorts of stress problems, as many of our listeners know, all across Phoenix the last couple of years. We've had a lot of flagging of our pine trees having a lot of dieback. They say is due to the fact that we are lacking winter rains. Aleppo pines from Syria, Aleppo, Syria, in their native habitat, they get a lot of regular winter rains in the Mediterranean area. They enjoy that regular seasonal winter, fall and winter rain. When we don't get it here, we often have that summer flagging, and people are always, you know, running after the insects. Sometimes the insects are there, mites and other things causing issues. But those mites and other things are opportunistic. They're there when those trees are stressed because they haven't gotten the winter rain. Then those stressed trees invite that insect activity, and then we have the flagging. So we're going to have a crazy weed season this next spring, and probably a banner wildflower year. So it's going to be really cool in the spring to see what happens as a response to all that rain.
So we had a caller. He couldn't stay on the phone, but his name is Jeff. He's new to the valley. He's got some citrus trees that are producing, but one in particular, he describes it as splitting, and he used the term stress pop. He said the fruit on the tree is still producing, and he's stumped as to why it would just suddenly start to split.
Well, you know, a lot of our citrus trees this year, the fruit is starting to size and starting to, you know, get its, the lemons are turning yellow, the oranges and tangerines are turning orange. And as the fruit sizes and gets heavier in weight, it causes a lot of problems with lemon trees, especially. We have a lot of lemon tree branch breakage this time of year, as those trees are starting to get full. If you have those branches that you're concerned about them, it's probably a good idea before you get so heavy that they break, go out and thin them out and take out, you know, 30% of those fruits. They're generally sweet enough to use. If they're not, it's still a good practice just to avoid getting that branch breakage. But we'll get a lot of those stress breaks and torsion breaks where the branches will split. They won't completely break, but you'll be able to, you know, they'll split. And sometimes it's unfortunate, but you will get the lemon branches will break all the way off, and sometimes even destroying the integrity of the remaining part of the tree, the trunk from which they broke. And it's kind of a difficult repair job, because then you've got to come in and put some shade cloth in, because it exposes a part of the tree that hasn't had sunlight before, and that can cause some sunburn, and then even more dieback of the tree. So, yeah, sorry to hear about that broken branch. Hopefully it can be saved. Sometimes you can, if you just have a torsion break, where the branch hasn't broken entirely, but it's got a twist break. Sometimes we'll take the fruit off of it, take the weight off of it, and just save it. Sometimes those branches still will conduct water nutrients through the remaining part of the bark, but they're still salvageable. And then you can sometimes put a few wood screws through into those areas that are where you got the stress breaks. And you can save the tree, and it'll produce fruit in coming years.
But could you tie it with a
string? You could even put a small little eighth-inch aircraft cable in there. You know, small. You know, we use cables and braces in larger diameter, but on smaller trees, we've even used 3/8-inch eye bolts, and an eighth inch aircraft cable between them on the large, and those, you know, hold up a tremendous amount of weight, 300 or 400 or 500 pounds easily. So and the smaller hardware is nicer for the smaller diameter branches. But yeah, you know, consult with an arborist and we can give you a heads up on how to install a cable and bracing system if you've got one of those branches that's broken but not broken all the way off.
And if the citrus tree is in an area you can just let it do its own thing, I have found personally in our orchard, the more you leave it alone, the less breaks you have. It kind of manages itself pretty efficiently.
Yeah, if you can let those branches go right down to the ground, they support themselves.
But we can't, you know, in pretty landscapes and all maintenance, we got to make them all clean and shiny. But man, if I'd say if you can let it go, that would be
it's nice.
Let it, you know, luxury. Just do your deadwood thinning every other year, and that seems to be. You know, I love this time of year because we'll go out and we'll pick limes and lemons and grapefruits and oranges and pink grapefruits, and we'll squeeze it and make, you know, a citrus drink, and every cup is different because, you know, our pick and our squeeze mix is different. It's a lot of fun. But if somebody needed to schedule that arborist, John, how do they get a hold of Save a Tree?
602-788-0005 is the best way. 602-788-0005.
Or Save a Tree, SAVATREE.com. And Mr. Peterson, thanks for joining us, breaking you know, your first time in the broadcast. Look forward to seeing you in studio more.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.